Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everything you and I have known since we've come into this world is warped. It's twisted. It's distorted from the way God made it. And even in its fallen condition, it's amazing, this planet. But we need to remind ourselves, it's messed up. The Bible said it is groaning and travailing. Why? It's dying. The planet's dying just like we are. It's been cursed. That's why the plates are shifting and volcanic eruptions and hurricanes. This is not the will of God. This is not what God created. It's been messed up. It's off. Romans 8 says the whole planet is groaning and travailing. Why? Sin messed it all up. Oh, but he's going to fix it. I said he's going to fix it. He's already got the plan. Amen. In operation. Just a matter of time. But what we need to know right here and now in this life is what's good and what's evil. What's of God and what's not of God. What we're to receive and bear patiently and what we are to resist with everything that's in us. Amen. Christians have been lied to because they've been told from pulpits that God was teaching them something through this sickness. God sent it on them to develop some kind of piety or some kind of spirituality in them, and they're supposed to bear it with meekness and with patience. It's a lie. I said it's a lie. Sickness is evil. I'm going to prove it to you. If you'll just stay with me, I'm going to prove it. And if you'll receive scriptures, I'm going to prove it to you. We've already got scriptures. Depending on how much it takes. But just stay with us. If God had wanted man sick, he would have created man that way. On what day did God create sickness and disease? He didn't. Sickness is not a part of God's original creation. God created things according to his perfect will. That's his will. And that's one reason we know it's not God's will for us to be sick. But now skip down to another reason. What's this number four? Number four, we're sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed. Because of heaven. Heaven and the world to come. Go to Revelation, please. Revelation 21. Now, did you notice we were in the very beginning of the book? Now, where are we? In the very end of the book. Revelation 21, 1. John saw in the future. By the Spirit of God, he saw what's still ahead of you and me. This is not a fairy tale. This is not just something that somebody imagined. This is your future we're reading right here. In a very short time, you and I and many more like us will be experiencing these verses. Can you get excited about it? This is our future. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Were what? I told you it was dying. So what happened to the old earth? It passed away. That's true. So if somebody said, save the planet, you can't. Now there's no need in seeing how quick you can mess it up. But we, in the truest sense of the word, we are not going to save the planet. Revelation even tells you how it's going out. Now, I don't want to get into that, but it describes exactly. It's things that scientists have talked about. But it already tells you how it's happening. But the planet's not going to survive like it is. How's it going out? The Bible says the elements are going to melt with fervent heat. The whole surface of the planet is going to melt. The surface, the atmosphere, everything is going. The planet as we know it is going to be gone. But God is creating a new one that is perfect the way he started the old one. Oh, glory to God. And you and I are going to be there and be a part of it. And this time, nobody's messing it up. Somebody said, do you really believe all that? Every word. Every word. Makes me happy too. He said, I saw a new heaven. I saw a new earth. The first heaven and earth had passed away. And there was no more sea. Now, you know, you got a lot more real estate like that. Because most of this planet is covered in water. Yeah. And he said, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. God's going to live with us. Hallelujah. Verse 3, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Somebody says, where you stay? You go, with God. Where you live at? I live with God. We all live the same place. We live with him. He lives with us. Glory to God. Somebody said, where's God? And you go right over there. You're going to see him? We'll be able to physically, in bodies that you can touch just like this one, physically walk to the throne. We will live together. Whoo! Makes you want to say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Let's do it now. It'll come quick enough. Why is he tarrying? A lot of people that don't know him yet. A lot of people need to come in. It's his mercy that this thing is, that he's tarrying. Verse 4, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Paradise regained. Paradise restored. Original creation, original and perfect plan and will of God restored. Back to the way he intended it before it got messed up. No more death. Somebody say, no more death. Neither sorrow, no more grief, no more depression, no more crying. How about that? No more boo-hooing, right? No more sobbing. What else? Neither shall there be any more pain. Now, pain covers everything from stumping your toe to a toothache to a terminal disease. Pain, not any more pain. None. 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 For the former things are passed away. There's more about this in the next chapter, chapter 22. But how, I mean, it'd be hard to find a Christian that's been around church at all or Bible that wouldn't quickly agree with you and go, yes, in heaven, if you said, how much disease is in heaven? They'd go, oh, none, none. How many sick people in heaven? Oh, no sick people. How many blind people and deaf people and, you know, deformed people? None. Oh, none, none. No sick up there. No sick, no sick. So we're agreed that it is not God's will for any sickness and disease and death in heaven or in the world to come. Amen. Yes. Well, what about, is it his will, though, for people sometimes to be sick and suffering on the earth? No. Millions would go, well, obviously, Sometimes it is. So you're saying that God has a different will for the earth than he does for heaven. Go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6. Does God really have two different wills for heaven and earth? A lot of people learn this in Sunday school. Matthew 6. People call it the Lord's Prayer. He said, Matthew 6, verse 9, after this manner pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Read the rest of it. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. How are we to understand this? But now you do know millions of people believe that God has purpose in people being sick and suffering on the earth, although they would never agree that it might be his will for them to be sick in heaven. People say, well, I want to hurry up and get to heaven so I don't have to deal with all this sickness and disease. Well, I thought you said it's God's will for you to be sick. I believe it. Yeah, God put this on me to teach me or to glorify him. Well, then don't be in a hurry to get to heaven. Because in heaven, his will is unhindered and perfected. If it's his will for you to be sick down here, you'll be way sicker in heaven. He says, oh, no, no, I won't. If it's his will, he doesn't change. His will doesn't change. Can you see this? In the beginning, in his creation, what was his will? Wholeness, soundness, life, no death, no suffering. What's his will when everything's restored? Same thing. Wholeness, soundness, strength, no death, no pain, no dying. What happened in the middle here? Did he change? He does not change. His will now is the same as when he made Adam and Eve. It's the same as what it's going to be when this earth is gone. Did you hear me? And he told us to pray that his will would be done on earth just like it is in heaven. Now that tells you a couple of things. One, it tells you that it's not being done in its completion. If it was, why would you need to pray that it would be? There are all kind of things happening on the earth that are not the will of God and that don't please God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Original Creation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002C. That's R2002C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.